Ben, I'm pretty excited about this. This is our brand new segment where basically we go and sit out on the porch, we get out of the studio, and we basically just watch the wildlife and ponder life's mysteries.
Carly and Ben's thoughts from the front porch.
Ben, I was getting lunch the other day and I was at Subway and I thought, why is it that you can get a 6-inch or a foot long, but you can't get a 9-inch? It's like there's no medium option.
I never really thought about the inches that much. Hey, Carly, what do you reckon Bill did to deserve being given like such a horrendous process named after him? I mean, I hate Bills, and that must be why I don't have any friends named Bill.
Ben, I noticed this. Bit of a weird observation. Why is it that you always see adult pelicans, but never baby ones?
Carly, who do you reckon was the first person that looked at a cow's udder and thought to themselves, I'm going to give those a go?
That's true. And Ben, this is an interesting one. At which point does New York become old?
Old York?
Yeah.
Old York. I don't know, eventually? Hey, Carly, someone on Twitter said I was the cat's pajamas. But is that some weird way of saying that I'm useless? Because cats don't wear pajamas.
Speaking of animals, Ben, I feel like nursery rhymes set us up to fail in life. When have you ever heard a pig go oink? It goes... But then I guess that would be hard to write in a nursery rhyme. Well, that's enough thinking for me for the week. I'm exhausted. It's getting a bit cold out here. Let's go back inside.
Yeah, you're probably right. And Carly, we've got a bit of a surprise for you because yesterday I got a phone call from this lady. So we're going to have a quick chat with her now. Her name is Shauna. She's one of the teachers from Dance Kicks down at Tanham Sands. And she had a bit of a suggestion for you. And she's joining us right now. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Really well. Now, Carly is here. She doesn't know about this.
I'm a little nervous.
Hey, Carly.
Hi. You're not going to ask me to perform in your next Stedford, are you? Because I saw your girls dancing and there's some high standards there.
Well, listen, if you dance as well as you sing, we might have to have you.
I love you already.
Yes. Now, you heard something yesterday and you have a suggestion for us. Do you want to say what that is?
I think with your singing prowess, it's only right that you have some legitimate backup dancers to complement your theme and your artistry. And Dance Kicks would love to be part of that.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. So you're talking about the fact that yesterday I was saying that the rap that I did on the show needed a film clip. And I think that is the best start because everybody knows any good film clip has amazing backup dancers.
Yep. And we are the amazing dance crew that will do that for you. You need the best because you are simply the best.
So
it
goes I am
hand
just
in hand.
Shauna, loving everything about this.
Laying it on thick. This is the first call that we've had to support the fact that, yes, we're going to progress, Carly, and we're going to have a music video to go with your rapping.
Ben's a little worried that I might get an ego out of all of this. He thinks this is all going to my head. And once I have a film clip, I'll be like those people on the streets trying to get everyone to watch it, trying to get my big break.
You mean you'll get an ego? Don't you have to already have one of those?
Yeah, I heard that all good rappers have good egos. I'm going to make all you girls stand there and listen to a rant of mine for about 20 minutes before we can start.
You've danced with the best and worst. It's all good.
Oh, I cannot wait for this. This is going to be amazing. Well, you know what? Stay on the line because we've got to talk finer details. We've got to talk budgets. You know, we've got to talk high kicks. We've got to talk fat gold chains, yep, maybe some grills.
You don't know what you've signed up for.
Some luxury cars. I can't wait. We are back with Alex Perry ahead of tonight's huge Australia's Next Top Model finale. And we're about to trawl his Wikipedia page and find out what is actually true on there and what is false. Are you nervous, Alex?
No, not at all. Well, do you know what? Wikipedia, I don't know why people actually trust it because anybody can just get on there and write whatever they want. I've only ever looked at it once. And this was I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or 10 years ago or something.
Well good on you, Alex, because we've interviewed people and they go, I don't even know what a Wikipedia page is. And it's like, what a load of rubbish. You've checked it out once or twice.
Yeah, of course you've Googled yourself.
Yeah. Jesus. Let's go into Alex. It. Well, this is really updated, this information. So this is apparently in September last year. Apparently you started the Alex Perry Hotel and Apartments in Brisbane.
No, what I did the interiors for it. I was commissioned to do the interior colour schemes and finishes and stuff of the apartment.
Alex, don't feel like you have to agree. Like, if these are lies, yeah, you can say they're lies.
Yeah, so is it called the Alex Perry Hotel?
No, I'm hanging out for the lie. I just want to say, it's called Alex Perry Hotel and Apartment.
Okay. Oh, but that is very cool. So we can go and stay there. That's awesome.
You can stay. Come and stay at my place.
I love that.
I'll take you up on it.
This one was really interesting. I didn't know this, but apparently in 2009, you were a contestant on Celebrity MasterChef.
Yes, I was.
What did you cook?
I had to do two things. I had to do the first, your signature dish, I made a cheese and spinach pie, and I made my own pastry and did a Greek salad because I'm Greek. And I won my challenge, but then I came undone in this, we had to make this, like, I don't know, this dessert that nobody would ever want to eat, that was just like layers of pancakes with lemon curd in between, and my lemon curd didn't set, so it was a disaster.
Now, yeah. Apparently, you provided the commentary for the Prince Charles and Camilla wedding. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. God, actually getting two things. Yeah, I did commentary when, I think it was for Channel 7. I can't remember, but yeah, I did do that. I had to like watch my P's and Q's because I thought that was really funny.
Can I ask you one? Apparently, you can say if this is true or not, you don't get along with any of the women from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
We finally got one.
I know, Ben has literally just updated that on Wikipedia.
I did
He's
it now,
just
Alex.
Made that up for the scandal.
No, that's not true. So, like, some of them I love.
Oh, really? But some of them you don't like, so you need to tell us which ones they are.
And maybe not so much. No, you never kiss and tell.
No, Alex, you nearly slipped there. You nearly slipped. I feel like you were going to say, ooh, come on. Is it Petit Fleur? Is it Gamble?
I reckon Petit Fleur would be a nightmare.
I think Gamble is so funny.
Okay.
Just, so look, funny.
They've all got their moments when they're really bad, but there's some of them that I do like, you know, like particularly, I mean, I love Jackie. She's just, you know, I mean, I have such a laugh with her, and I think Gina is hilarious. And, you know, but they've all got their moments. There's times when, you know, they're hilarious, and there's times when they just need a good slap.
That's all of them.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Carly's Feel Good Friday.
I get a good feeling. Every week I love doing this segment. It is my Feel Good Friday where I basically look at some wonderful things that have happened in central Queensland or around the world during the week, because sometimes we get bombarded with just bad news. But there are some good out there. And that other voice is someone who has experienced amazing good news this week. It is Diane Kershaw, and she joins us now. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Now, such a change in tone since last time we spoke to you. Do you want to tell people a little bit about why you were so upset, I guess? Oh, it was probably this time last week.
Yeah, this time last week we were searching for my mother's beautiful quilt. Mum passed away and it accidentally got put in to some things that went to St. Denis, and it got sold because it was so beautiful and so special.
And someone had actually purchased it from this Vinnie's, and I'm going to say a statewide search had started, you know, with different media organisations getting behind trying to track this down. Have you got some good news for us?
I have some beautiful news, a beautiful lady from Glendale had the quilt and it was returned yesterday.
I could imagine that would have been so emotional for you.
Yes, it was. It was. For all of us, actually.
And, like, this lady managed to... What's the story? Like, did she buy it from the Vinnies herself or did she track it down from someone else?
No, she went to some Vinnies on that day and she saw it hanging. It hadn't been there very long. Even the ladies at some Vinnies said that. And this lady, her name's Bev, she saw it hanging there and she thought, my goodness, this quilt should not be here. I'm going to take this home and keep it safe. And she did.
I think what's really amazing about this story is how many people actually took on your passion for trying to find this and shared posts and things like that. And I think that really was what really got you the quilt back.
Absolutely. The last time we looked, there was 39,300 plus people who had shared my first post.
Wow.
And as you said, it was on radio, news, newspapers. It was just amazing. It's overwhelming.
Now that you have the quilt back, what are your plans for the quilt?
To keep it very safe. we have a new great-great-grandbaby to add in 14 weeks' time, so looking forward to that day. And, we'll keep the quilt going with names and new additions, and they will then be passed on to my daughter, who will then pass it on to her daughter.
Wow. And I did say to you, look, if you do track down this quilt, that I would be more than happy to come around and watch the film How to Make an American Quilt with you. Am I allowed to come around and watch this movie with you?
Sure can. We don't have the movie, though.
I'll bring the DVD. I've got it at home, and I think that we'll wrap ourselves up in the quilt and we'll watch it.
Sounds lovely.
Well, Diane, what a wonderful way to end the week. What a great news story, and I'm so happy for you and your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and thank you for all the help.
Ben, at the moment, we are talking about trees and putting them up early because I'm actually not going to be here this Christmas. So, and also I sold all my Christmas decorations before I moved up here.
That's on you, girl.
I know. So I feel, so kind of to compensate for that, I've decked out the office really Christmassy because we are doing I Believe in Christmas at the moment as well. But you disagreed with me putting up all these decorations around the office. You think it's far too early.
I think it's far too early. I think it's bad luck to put your tree up before the 1st of December. I love Christmas. You should see our place. We decorate the place. We get everything going. I put the wreath on the front door. Every year I change the lights because I have a different lighting plan. I'm very competitive. I send photos of my tree out to like my friends. But as I was brought up, you're not allowed to put up the tree until the 1st of December. It's bad luck.
Well, I totally disagree. I think that people are starting to buck the trend. I think that is very old school. And I think we're seeing more and more people bringing Christmas forward earlier. And I am all for this. I'm like, you know, if we can run Christmas in July and extend it to Christmas July to December, I'd be all for that because I love Christmas that much. I can't get enough of it.
You can't get enough. But like, you just have to wait. You wait till the 1st of December. Otherwise, you get the lump of coal. Should we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Hot FM CQ, who's this?
Betty.
Hey, Betty, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Look, we're having a bit of a discussion, really, because I don't think you put your Christmas tree up until the 1st of December, but Carly begs to differ. She's had hers up since March. But what do you think? Do you think it's...
I've got mine up already.
I love this. Don't you feel so happy every time you walk into your lounge room and see your Christmas tree?
It's awesome.
It's so good. Do you have kids?
I do, and that's why I put it up early. They're like, Mum, can we put the tree up? Can we put the tree up? I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, go treat yourself.
I mean, I know nothing about your parenting, but just based off that, you are the world's best mum.
Thanks so much for your call.
I think they would beg to differ.
We'll ask them next time. Thanks so much for your call. Have a good day.
Bye.
Hot FM CQ, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Danny.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Oh, look, I'm fantastic. Have you got your Christmas tree up already?
I have. I put our tree up a week ago.
Oh, I am loving this. The Christmas spirit is alive and well here in CQ already. Do you love having your Christmas tree up early or were you talked into it?
No, love having your Christmas tree up early. I don't go crazy early, but a couple of weeks before December starts, I only have 4 weeks of it.
I won't tell Santa if you don't. Thank you.
No worries.
Hey, Kathy, thanks for waiting. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so what do you think? Have you got your tree up already?
No way.
You're like me.
No, it's bad luck.
What is this bad luck? What do you mean? That's very open to interpretation. Bad luck, what do you mean? Like you're going to stub your toe? Or bad luck as in like, you know, next year's not looking very good at all?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the bad luck is, but we don't want to risk it.
I don't want to risk it either.
It's bad luck to put your tree up before the 1st of December.
Thank you very much. I feel like you're a very smart person.
Who started this rumour?
Look, Santa. I was raised the same way as Ben, you know, we always wanted it to go up early, but no, it was a tradition. It went up on the 1st of December, and after a while it became something to look forward to, you know. You knew the 1st of December was free day.
It was the day.
And the excitement started. But if you look at it, Advent calendars, they always start on the 1st of December.
Well, now I'm feeling really self-conscious. I'm going to be looking both ways when I cross the road. Thank
you.
You
should. Thanks,
well,
Google.
I hope you don't get coal in your stocking.
Oh, thanks.